Lesson 10, Grammar 1.
We know about how to make sentences, right?
어요, 어요.
Good. But we don't know how to talk about the past. How do you say I go to the market?
시장에 가요.
Then how can we say I went to the market?
Let's find out.
If you want to change the verb to the past, you need to add another ending before the 어요. It's always 어요 when we put another ending in front of it. So just remember that. So if you make a verb past, first you add 앗 or 엇, and then you add 어요. If we put that together, it's 왔어요 or 왔어요. And then there's the special verb 하다. If you want to say made or did something, what do you need to add? 왔어요, which makes 했어요. If you can get this, you're doing great. Let's read the past verbs below. In other words, 앗, 엇 is used to express something or a situation that occurred in the past. It is correspondent to did, had in the past in English. It is formed by adding 앗 to the verbs and adjectives with stems ending in the vowel a or o. Otherwise, ot is added after the stem. And for the verbs ending in hada, change het, which is the abbreviation form of hayot. Look at the chart. Ending in vowel a or o, to go, kada. Went, 갔어요. To see, 보다. Saw, 봤어요. Ending in a vowel other than 아 or 어. To eat, 먹다. Ate, 먹었어요. To read, 읽다. Read, 읽었어요. 하다, 했어요. To study, 공부하다. Studied, 공부했어요. To exercise, 운동하다. Exercised, 운동했어요. Now let's listen to some more examples in full sentences.
친구하고 시장에 갔어요.
I went to the market with my friend. Oh, look at this. There's a hago again. What's the first noun? 친구, friend. But what's the next noun?
친구하고.
I, right. It's about you. Good. 나 시장. Why? To the market. What's that in Korean?
시장에.
Wow, that's great. And then finally, what's the verb?
갔어요.
And what's that in English? Went. You got it. You can say sentences in the past tense. Let's hear another example.
식당에서 점심을 먹었어요.
Good. What's the verb for eat? To eat?
먹다.
Okay. So what's ate?
먹었어요.
You got it. And here's another sentence that you might use a lot if you come to Korea as an exchange student.
기숙사에서 한국어를 공부했어요.
Good. So, what's the verb here?
공부했어요.
Great. And what does that mean? Studied. Okay, we learned about past tense verbs. So always remember, what do you add if the vowel sound is a or o? 왔어요. And what do you add if there's another vowel sound? 왔어요. And what about 하다? 했어요. Okay, great.